Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio, bringing in another show. Did you notice? And we've got a lot to talk about today, too, because, you know, with this big flap over Hillary, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because there's stories about Hillary that you have not heard, and you probably won't hear for some time, if ever. But have you noticed how all these other things, suddenly Iran, the nuclear bomb, Israel, immigration, they've all dropped off the radar? Like, nobody's talking about them. Did you notice that in my shows over the last several weeks, I talked about Russia cornering the energy markets around the world, the energy supplies, the energy resources? And lo and behold, what came up today in the last, just literally in the last hours of Friday, yesterday? Oh, Russia getting a corner on the world's uranium, including American mines. Wow, 20% of American mines. And how did they do it? Oh, by buying out this company that bought out all the mines, and the company was Canadian, and both Russia and this company contributed to the Hillary Foundation and paid big money, $500,000 to Bill to give a speech in Moscow, no less, to bankers, central bankers in Moscow who answered directly to Putin. Well, look, it's all tied in, and the progressive left, in Hillary's case, driven partially by ideology and mostly by power and greed, and in Obama's case, driven totally by ideology and a hatred of America. You know, Hillary doesn't hate America. Hillary just doesn't care about America. There is a difference. But it's all the same, folks. This is the Progressive Democratic Party. I've been beating this drum for years. This isn't about just some individuals. The party is rotten to the core. To the core. Did anybody see Debbie Wasserman Schultz in her interviews over the last several weeks avoiding the answer on when life occurs? You know, at conception, 3 months into a pregnancy, 6 months in, and avoiding the question as to when it's okay to abort. First trimester, second trimester, third trimester, or live birth abortion, killing babies after they're born, which has happened, which is happening. You know, I'm not going to get on the abortion bandwagon. I don't particularly agree with it. But on the other hand, women have some right. You know, it's such a difficult balance. But in my world, you know, people get to make choices and they get to live with the consequences. I'm going to talk about that one of these upcoming shows, because I think there is a way to thread that needle and put the responsibility for decisions where it should be, on the woman making the decision, while at the same time protecting life, at least at some point. But I digress. So, 2 weeks before the rest of the media, including Fox News, who's terrific in a lot of respects, I mean, they got the story. 2 weeks before I brought you this uranium story, what's come out now is Hillary and Bill's involvement in the uranium story, where 10% of the houses in the United States on nuclear energy are now powered by Russian uranium. Russia has cornered the world market, including a large percentage of the uranium mines, thanks to Hillary's State Department's blessings while she was Secretary of State, while she was taking money from Russia, and while she was taking money from the Canadian company that amalgamated these mines. Yeah, I'll tell you what, more is going to be coming out on Hillary, folks, By the way, did you know saying Hillary is sexist? We're supposed to call her Mrs. Clinton. Well, too bad. I'm going to talk today about, and very briefly, about my books, about the audiobooks which are about to release, which are absolutely fabulous. I'm going to talk to you about some, should we say, another glimpse into Obama's mind that nobody has really caught, that tells you everything you need to know about what he thinks of America and how vested in America he is. I'm going to tie that into some Hillary evidence, because it's all about the progressive Democrats, guys, whether they're driven by greed and power like Hillary and who cares about America, or whether they're driven by, I suppose, greed and power, but ideology, both Islamic and communistic, and driven by hatred of America like Obama. It's all the same. America loses. You and I lose. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this uranium, Russia, energy, the bigger picture of that today, because that has not been covered well. In fact, it hasn't been covered. And we're going to give you just a little update on the Iran deal, because suddenly that's, you know, off the radar. And the Iran deal could very well be the worst deal of both the past and the upcoming century. I'm not making that up. I'm not fluffing it up. I'm not exaggerating. We're going to talk more about that in the coming weeks, because it's huge. I mean, it affects whether you live or die, folks. Yes, my producer is mouthing words to me. Yes, it affects the economy and affects all that stuff. It impacts everything. But you got to understand, the progressive Democrats, either those driven by power and greed and control, they want to control every aspect of your life, and we're going to talk about that today, about a new tax in Oregon, which is going to be coming your way soon. They are the pilot state. And we're going to be talking today about how they control you by use of your tax money and taxes. I promised you last week I'd break down a dollar of tax and tell you where it goes. We're going to be doing that today. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going to be happening with oil prices, because that's all tied into the Russia deal and taxes and Oregon and coming your way. And then we're going to talk a little bit about an agreement that you haven't heard about. And it ties right in with the development of the Asian Bank by China. We talked about that in the last 2-3 weeks. For those of you who have not listened to my shows over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I have, countless letters praising those shows. Not one letter that says they didn't like them or they didn't find them absolutely fascinating. Please listen to them. One of them is kind of different. That was last week's show. Kind of an in-depth history, or as much as I can cover in 45 minutes to an hour. About April 19th, the shot heard around the world in 1875. The beginnings of the revolution here in the United States. Incredible courage. But part of that story that you hear in mythology and even in your history books is not correct. I think you'll find the story fascinating. So, let's get started, shall we? And I might, if I have time, I may wind up with some facts and figures on immigration, which has also slipped off the screen here as everybody dwells on Hillary and her little van and this book that's coming out, which has been, from what I can tell, really well researched. I mean, I think Hillary and Bill and that whole deal is quite concerned. We shall see. So on the books, I found out yesterday, I got an email on Facebook. And by the way, please go to the Threads West page. www.facebook.com/ThreadsWest. And please become a fan of the books. Or you Land for Love and Money fans, www.facebook.com/ Land and money. Land, love, and money. I should know my own website. Landloveandmoney.com. And please sign up on our various websites, www.threadswestseries.com, for up-to-date information. By the way, I'm going to issue an apology on one aspect of that here shortly, because my publishers, who are normally terrific, kind of fell down, and I'm fighting this water damage at the ranch house, which is an absolute wreck. Go on the Facebook page, my page, or the Threads West page. You'll see pictures, up-to-date pictures. Truly amazing what one lousy little pipe in a dining room ceiling can do, let me tell you. And it just keeps going on and on and on. You think you got one thing fixed, and another thing pops up. We just tore 7 layers of floor out. We're on the historical floor that was built in the 1860s. It's underneath rough sawn 2x4 floor joists, which we figure were put in sometime in the 1890s. Who knows what feet have trod on that weathered wooden floor? Truly amazing. And dusty, I might add. And dusty. So I want to apologize on this book thing, because book four was scheduled to be, it's been scheduled to be out, quite honestly, several times since last October. And we've had some problems with the past distributors. We had to switch ISBNs. That's the little number. If you look at the back of any book, including the Threads West books, which you hopefully have, you'll see a barcode and above that a number. That's how the book industry controls books. Everything is by ISBN. And we had to switch ISBNs when we switched from our past distributor, when we found, much to our horror, in fact, the publishers found it, that there was, why don't we just say, some incorrect accounting. I'll be really, really, really kind. Our new distributors are terrific. They insisted on new ISBNs. It has taken forever to get those new ISBNs into the system. There was actually a period of time right after Christmas where most stores around the United States, Amazon for a short period of time, couldn't even call up the books, deliver them. They were showing out of print. Boy, that was a mess. That got handled. But we're still waiting for a number of chains for their systems, their big computer systems that drive their warehouses, etc., to catch up with the flow of this ISBN. And we simply can't release book four until anybody can get that book anywhere, at any time, anywhere in the United States, at any store or digital outlet. In any event, we had set a date of April 24th. April 23rd, actually, Thursday, to release that book. Normally, the publishers are right on top of it. They've been busy with other things too. And of course, unfortunately, I have been, my nose has been in this mess at the house, which was preceded by a truck wreck in early February. It's been quite a few months. So, between the two of us, it slipped by and we did not get out a blog or adjust the date. And we got a number of frantic emails and some calls about where they could get the book, because it's supposed to be out today. And you know what? Totally our fault. That should have been adjusted. You should be able to rely, and you always have been, other than this one case, which we're correcting within 24 hours, like right now. You should always be able to rely on the publisher's website for accurate and up-to-date information on book releases and other matters. And we apologize. That will not happen again. And the publishers apologize also. They were quite horrified to realize something so major and so important to so many people, including us, has slipped through the cracks. It did, and we apologize. On the good side, we are right on time on the audiobook release. Man, are they terrific. I mean, they are terrific. They are so much better than the book one that I read, which is now a collector's item. There's very few of them left on the website, by the way. There's like less than 200, 170, whatever, left in the world. The publishers are selling them on the website, threadswestseries.com, for $20. They were $27 in Barnes & Noble before they were pulled from the shelves because of the new ones coming. And they are collector's items. They are the only audiobook that I will read. All the rest are being read by folks related to the films and Jack Baer, who's commonly regarded as one of the best voices in the United States. And boy, did he do a kick-butt job on these audios. And we're releasing right after April 30th. Stay tuned to the website. Stay tuned to Facebook and social media. Audiobook 1 in the series. There's going to be special pricing. You'll be able to download it digitally. And I will announce today for the first time, it will be, and my friends on Facebook, where we had a little impromptu contest, will be laughing and giggling. It will be not only digital, but it will be on thumb drives. Really cool thumb drives. A normal thumb drive, kind of with the Threads West stuff on it, or a special thumb drive. It's shaped like a credit card, plugs right into your computer, plugs right into your car. You can listen to it anytime. It's coded, so it can't be copied and all that stuff, obviously. And the card is all kind of in the Threads West cover. It's really cool. And by the way, this is the first time that we know of, I stand to be corrected, that anybody has attempted to bring out audiobooks in this format. Normally they're digital and CD. But you know, the world is a-changing. So Threads West series is the first audiobook to come out in a tangible form that is not a CD that you can use. In fact, there's actually attachments, you know, whatever they call, I'm not a technical geek, that you can plug the USB from the audiobook into a little attachment that goes into your iPod. How cool is that? Or into your computer. Or into your phone. It's pretty cool. I'm very excited about it. And book two is in editing. So book two is coming like 2 or 3 weeks later. The readers are working on book three. I mean, they're coming boom, 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 boom. All you people who have been waiting at least a year for the audiobooks, they're not only coming, they rock. And once again, stay tuned to ThreadsWestSeries.com and Facebook and the other social media, and you will know when to get them. The special pricing is only going to be for a limited time. I don't know exactly what, the first week, the first 5 days, whatever it's going to be, the first 4 days, the release. For folks who are in the know, good idea to sign up at ThreadsWestSeries.com, folks. Takes you 5 seconds. Not a lot of emails go out. In fact, as I mentioned, you didn't even get an email that the book wasn't releasing on the 24th, so I think I've proved my point. Anyway, please do check it out. And great gifts. It's in time for Mother's Day. And I will tell you, the audiobooks flat rock. Yes, they do. Very proud of them. And very proud of the readers. They just did a tremendous job. Okay, let's move on to less fun stuff, but real stuff nonetheless. And all part of our history, except it's being made right now, and you and I can shape it, we hope. So, you want some evidence? You know, this isn't kind of the same thing as trotting on the Constitution and making sure Iran gets the bomb. I mean, those are blatant, right? Here's a subtle glimpse, which sometimes Obama affords us into his brain. So this is about, give or take, a week ago, sometime around April 12th. I can't give you the exact date because I didn't hear the interview. This is a written transcript I'm looking at. So Obama's being interviewed, right? It's CNN. And they were talking about the Bergdahl exchange and who knew what when, and of course Obama didn't know anything, you know, the usual lies. We don't have to repeat them here. I mean, it gets old. It gets stale. So when he was asked about swapping an Army sergeant deserter for 5 Taliban generals, he said, I quote, "That was true for, you know, this is the what happens at the end of wars." You know, here we are with the war on terror is over, folks. No problem. Hey, Iran can get the bomb, everything is cool, and you know, I love America, sure. He said that was true for George Washington, that was true for Abraham Lincoln, and that was true for FDR. That's been true of every combat situation, that at some point you make sure that you try and get your folks back, and that's the right thing to do. Oh, really? Really, Barry? So, let's see, you're the President of the United States, you profess to love America, you profess to be a disciple of history. God, you go about all the way back and quote, I mean, you know about the Crusades. You talk about the Crusades 1,000 years ago at prayer breakfasts. So you know all about history, and you love America, and America's first in your heart. The security of the American people is first in your heart. Well, you know, think about that statement, folks. And let me tell you, he doesn't even have a grade school level knowledge of American history other than his warped sense of slavery and reparations. That's a show we're going to do. You know, I did a show about 6 weeks back. You ought to look it up. Reparation and retribution. That's a precursor. Because before this guy gets done, you're going to hear the word reparations a lot. You mark my words. He's setting it up. But his knowledge of American history, which means how much he cares about this country, I think the two are equated. So this is three of our most famous presidents, right? Three different time eras. From Abraham Lincoln, who he professes to just adore and revere, and Ronald Reagan, whom he respects, and blah, blah, blah. First of all, George Washington, the founder of our country, whose name he evokes often when he lies to us. Number one, George Washington did not become the president until 6 years after the Revolutionary War ended in 1783. And by 1789, there were no longer any prisoners for him to exchange. So I guess he couldn't have exchanged prisoners at the end of the war. And Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. You know, Barry, this is kind of in the history books. In April, another April big happening, in 1865. And the Civil War ended the following month, May of 1865. That was the surrender at the courthouse in Virginia by Lee. So, I think if he was assassinated, he was dead at the time the war ended. So, there were no deals made by Abraham Lincoln to exchange prisoners after the war was over. All the prisoners on both sides were simply freed. And then FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who presided over much of World War II, died of a stroke before World War II ended, folks. Before the war ended. In fact, a fairly significant time before the war ended, specifically the Pacific War. And since he was probably dead at the time the war ended, since he died before the war ended, he couldn't do that. There was no prisoner exchange by FDR. Harry Truman, in fact, made the decision. His successor, his vice president, made the succession to drop the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There were no deals. There were no deals with the Japanese. They were released. In fact, American troops were released by American troops, both in Europe and in Japan. So, not only did he lie to you again, this demonstrates, I suppose, on one hand, that he will lie to you about really anything, including set in stone, incontrovertible historical facts, or it signifies that he cares so little about this country he professes to care so much about that he doesn't even know the most basic history of two of the greatest conflicts, the Civil War and World War II, and three of the greatest presidents. And I'm not a fan of FDR, please don't take it that way. But nonetheless, three of the greatest presidents in American history. Either thing is an absolute glimpse into this man's mind. Now, let's take a little glimpse into Hillary's mind. Because as we've discussed, we're going to discuss this more. I'm not going to pound it. I'm not a Hillary minivan chaser. I have no respect for Hillary. I think she's crooked as the day is long. I think that she deserves to be tried for both treason and criminal fraud, as does he, but from different driving factors. He hates the values of America. She loves the values of Hillary. There is a difference. The end result is not good for us in either event. So, let's talk about Hillary. You're hearing now about the Russian deal and this book's about to come out and everybody's up in arms over this stuff that Obama has known she's been doing for years. Did you see all the State Department people and Josh Earnest dancing around? The answer, did you know? Is it right? Blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. It's the progressive dance, folks. I mean, we're all used to it by now, right? You know the saying, when their lips move. But Bill Clinton has done like a 5-minute TV ad for Hillary. He introduces the commercial by saying he wants to share some things we may not know about Hillary's background. You know, she's for the common man and common opportunity, so long as she gets the most opportunity, and common opportunity and all that crap, right? So Bill says, I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. Quote, in law school, Hillary worked on legal services for the poor. Huh. Really? You know what the facts are, folks? You're hearing it here first. The facts are Hillary's main extracurricular activity in law school was helping the Black Panthers. So we do have a little tie-in with Obama and the progressive way of thinking, reparations, etc. Be on the lookout, folks. And they were on trial in Connecticut for torturing and killing a federal agent. She went to court every day as part of a law student monitoring committee trying to spot civil rights violations and develop grounds for their appeal. How's that for Orwellian double talk? Here's another one. Bill says, quote, Hillary spent a year after graduation working on a children's rights project for poor kids, unquote. Here's the facts. Hillary interned with Bob Truhaft. He was the head of the California Communist Party. This is one thing that Hillary and Obama share. If you don't think Hillary inject all the crookedness and greed and self-dealing that is coming to light now, that we've kind of always known but brushed under the rug, if you don't think that Hillary will be a continuation of Barack Obama, then you are a fool. You are a fool. I'm not sure that she believes in Islam like Barack Obama does with his whole heart and soul. But she sure believes in the money from Islamic countries. Hundreds of millions from Islamic countries, who, by the way, step on women's heads and rights every time they can. Anyway, Hillary's year after graduation working on children's rights projects for poor kids, she interned with the head of the California Communist Party, Bob Truhaft. She met him when she represented the Panthers. Remember that little example I gave you before? And she traveled all the way to San Francisco, of course. Maybe this guy knew Nancy Pelosi, too, to take up the internship with him. Here's another one. Bill says, quote, Hillary could have written her own job ticket, but she turned down all the lucrative job offers, unquote. Oh, gag me. I mean, particularly in light of the current stuff. I guess you know what's coming next. Let me put a smile on your lips and give you the facts. She flunked the D.C. bar exam. Yes, she flunked it. It's a matter of record. And she only passed the Arkansas bar. She had no job offers in Arkansas. And she got hired by the University of Arkansas Law School at Fayetteville because Bill was already teaching there. She did not join the Rose Law Firm, that was kind of like the hoity-toity law firm for the whole state, until Bill became the Arkansas Attorney General and was made a partner in that law firm after he was elected to the governorship of Arkansas. So, Hillary could have written her own job ticket. Alrighty. Who do you think is really going to be running the country, guys? You think it's Hillary or Bill? Who do you think is going to tend to business, bringing in the money? And who do you think is going to run the country so that they bring in more money? I don't know. Quite a tag team. Here's another one. Bill says, quote, President Carter appointed Hillary to the Legal Services Board of Directors, and she became its chairman. Ah, really? The facts are, the appointment was an exchange. You know, there's a lot of exchanges the Clintons do, right? It's your money and it's your rights, and they exchange it for what becomes their money and their power. More on that in coming shows. The appointment was an exchange for Bill's support for Carter in his 1980 primary against Ted Kennedy. Hillary then became the chairman in a coup when she won a majority away from Carter's choice to be chairman. Yeah, Carter. So, we have Hillary serving under Obama, Hillary interning for the head of the California Communist Party, and we have Hillary running the campaign for Jimmy Carter. Are you beginning to get a feel for what kind of president Hillary might be, folks? Really? If you aren't, wow, I guess we deserve what we get. Or maybe we don't deserve what we're going to get. How about this one? Bill says, she served, quote, she served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital, unquote. Huh. Well, you know, she did. However, her main board activity, which Bill didn't mention, was to sit on the Walmart board of directors for a substantial fee. Now, you haven't heard about this on the news, but one of the places her foundation got money was Walmart, and that has to do with trade agreements and stuff. And she also sat on its board. You haven't heard that yet, but you will. She never said a word about their labor and health care practices. Oh, okay. Where was that concern? The next one. Oh, you'll like this. Bill says, Hillary didn't succeed at getting health care for all Americans in 1994. Remember, Hillary is Obama, just driven by different things in some cases. But she kept working at it and helped to create the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, C-H-I-P, that provides 5 million children with health insurance. Really? Here's the facts, folks. Hillary had nothing to do with CHIP. Zero. It was included in the budget deal between Bill Clinton and Republican Majority Leader Senator Trent Lott. And by the way, this stuff was uncovered by the guy who negotiated that deal. He knows his stuff. The money came half from the budget deal and half from the Attorney General's tobacco settlement. Hillary didn't have anything to do with the source of funds either. Total friggin' lie. Bill says, quote, Hillary was the face of America all over the world. Yeah, well, you know, her visits were part of a program for him to get her out of town so that Bill could do what Bill does. And her visits during his tenure as president were touristic and symbolic. There was no diplomacy, certainly no substantive diplomacy other than smiling and shaking hands at all. Zero. Nada. None. As you might be able to tell by what's going on when she was Secretary of State. In which case we had diplomacy in reverse and America in retreat.